Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Make sure you get the SportsGrid app on iOS or Android in the Play Store. You're going to love it. It's awesome. It's free. You can watch the network on the app. It's got the TV side. You can listen to the network on the app. It's got the radio side as well. Follow your favorite hosts like Carver High. It's got in-game odds. It's got everything. The SportsGrid app. Get it today free on iOS or Android. It's smarter to be on SportsGrid. Hey, did you know that we're streaming on X every day at SportsGrid-Live? It's true. We're streaming right now, as a matter of fact. It's all day, every day, like you read about. Did you know you can get the Pharrell Coast to Coast and Pharrell on a Bench podcasts on iTunes? Just go and get them every day, Monday through Friday. It's badass. Let's look at the lineup for tonight on Sports Grid TV and radio. On the TV side, it's 6 to 8. It's Game Time Decisions with the Kevin Walsh. And then at 8 to 10, it's the original OG, In-Game Live with Scott Wetzel and Dave Sharapan. And then at 10 Eastern till midnight, it's Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci and friends. That includes the Prime Minister, Cam Stewart, live in Toronto. And on Sports Grid Radio at 8 to 10, it's Carver and Lisi. The Bad Boys are back at it again. Sports Grid TV and Sports Grid Radio. It's the only way to go. As we get into the second hour, we start talking about Luka last night. And the one thing I wanted to point out first is, and I think I expressed this last night with several tweets. I don't know if you saw any of my tweets.
I would say that you did. I would say that you expressed it, but go ahead. I did see a few of them. Go ahead.
The Mavericks have to fire Nico Harrison.
I agree.
I mean, this guy is public enemy number one. He has screwed up the Mavericks so bad. They have no chance of doing anything, even with Anthony Davis. And fans want him dead. Not like fired. They want him dead. Like, they literally, the entire game, they were abusing him. The chants were just crazy and dirty and nonstop. Even Mark Cuban had his hands in his face. Just, he didn't know what to think of the abuse that this guy Nico Harrison is getting. They blame Nico Harrison for everything now in Dallas. Any problems at all? Domestic violence, bank robberies, murders, rapes. He gets blamed for everything. They hate him dead. He has no chance to survive in Dallas. Just do it already. Fire him. He is doomed like no other. I have never seen an executive in sports in a worse predicament than Nico Harrison is right now in Dallas, particularly when Luka Doncic went down there last night and had sex with Nico's wife while he was having a 45 burger with extra ketchup.
I agree with you 100%. If you're I know this new owner, these gambling people, whoever they are that bought the team off of Cuban.
Wise up, fire him.
You have to look at this situation and go, all right, I understand that this guy sold us on this, that this was going to be okay and all that. This is a legit disaster for them. It's a disaster. I mean, their fans gave this guy like a nonstop standing ovation the entire night, pregame, postgame. I mean, it's just a terrible job, and they hate that dude. You can't
the
even stop.
The rest of the game, they abused him.
Remember they were throwing people out at the beginning when the trade first happened?
Right.
You can't throw the whole arena out. They're sending everybody out. I mean, the whole arena is screaming it now. That guy is, he's finished.
At least
he should be. Luka, of course, was very emotional in that pregame video, things like that. He had 31 in the first half on his way to 45. He had
31 in the first half.
He had 31 in the first half.
And AD had four.
Well, that's the funny part of it. AD, I mean, he was a hack last night. Like, he didn't have a good game at all. He had 13 and 11, but like he should have. I was 25 and 17.
That's an awful game. 13 and 11. I had that in 10 minutes on Wednesday morning.
For AD, that's an awful game. Let's hear some of Luka's handiwork on ESPN last night.
How is it going to be in the first half?
Doncic inside, puts it up and in. 45 for Doncic. And Doncic now 16 of 28 from the field. Luka Lunacy returns here to Dallas.
Look, you hear him cheering him?
You know what's even funnier is that, like, you know, you saw that picture of him and he looked chunky. This guy could literally be Oliver Miller and he'd still be an unstoppable force. I mean, this guy, honestly, he deals. And I mean, did you see the shots he was making? I mean, and the moves. Remember they said he was a fat alcoholic and he smoked hookahs and dope and he's a loser. And all he does is go out and eviscerate people. And seeing that guy, Nico, standing there in the tunnel, like over by the seats, he was like standing in a, like, you know, into the, where they come into the seats. Did you see him standing there? Like, I'm surprised his wife hasn't left him. Like, his dog bites him. I mean, like, the neighbors driving by, giving him the finger in the neighborhood, in the cul-de-sac, like, this guy has got to go. I honestly believe they will never recover from this until they get rid of him. They have to get rid of him. You know, they got to cut it out. Like, right, just, you know, I think they need to go in and just gut it and take him out and then get someone else in there to run the team because, Christ almighty, you know what I would do? Honestly, I know this sounds insane, but I'd even bring back, Cuban. To do it. Like, because he's not stupid. Like, this guy's stupid. This guy is stupid. What he's done is the dumbest thing I've ever seen. And he's gonna, like, they're gonna rue the day that he did it. They have to gut him. They have to get rid of him, pull his heart out of his chest, take him away in the middle of the night, bury him in the desert. I don't care what they do. They gotta get rid of him. They gotta get rid of Nico. Otherwise, they will have the Bocce Hacks jinx. The Black Cloud Diner will hover over that franchise until the day he's gone. Mark my words. I mean, you can see it's written all over the team. Like, the team is hexed because of what this guy has done. The fans want him dead. I don't know how many times I can say it. Like, it's fired. Forget that. They want him dead. He's got death threats. Like, people want him dead.
By the way, Rose had a little bit of meat left on that bone for that birdie at 13. He pushed it too far. It was about a 5-footer, and he pushed it. He taps in for par, so he stays at 6-under, but he missed a good opportunity to get to 7 there as he heads to 14. But the good news is, at the same time, Rory on 10 hit his second shot in the sand out to the right. So at least Rory's got to get the trunks on. And at the same time, Jon Rahm, I think he might have just broke his driver. He threw it off of his backswing. He hit it about 6 miles right on 10. So away right for Jon Rahm as he's off to a tough start on his opening 9. All right.
I hear that a helicopter has crashed into the Hudson River. We live in New York City and we can't have it. All of these planes and helicopters crashing into the Hudson. I'm hearing reports of a helicopter crash in the Hudson River today, right now, this very minute.
That is not a good thing. We don't like to hear that at all.
Spew news.
Yes, that is a spew news. We will come back, and I will give you the rest of the Luka. I have Luka talking after the game, and then I have to give you the rest.
Nico.
And then I got to give you all, Nico wasn't available for comment last night. And then I'll give you all the Nugget guys.
His wife won't even have sex with him. He's finished.
Nico's got no shot of any of that happening for him. We'll hear from some of the Nuggets as well after they got back in the win column after chopping Malone.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time, and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
So Rose teed off on 14 on to the left side into the rough. Just the first cut, though. It's not the worst lie I've ever seen in my life. He'll be able to handle it. But suddenly he's thinking about that miss, and then he, you know, goes a little left on the drive. So hopefully he doesn't unwind here. We need him to close the deal for you at 80-1. Plus, Rory with the brilliant shot out of the desert. What a chip. What a sandblast that was within, what, 5 inches of the cup? Like, that was ridiculous.
Yeah. Incredible shot. I mentioned to you before the break that he was in the sand on 10. He got out of the sand perfectly fine, basically tapped in for par. So Rory's still having a bogey-free day as he heads to the 11th. Right now, and Bryson has gotten a 2-under. The Irish Bear has gotten a 2-under. Shane Lowry, as I saw him roll in a birdie before. So we are up and away running at the Masters. All right, let me finish the Luka stuff with you. Here he is afterwards, of course. A very emotional night for Luka.
I'm tired.
He's tired.
But, you know, I'm happy. I'm happy it's over. Now I can get some sleep finally. But like I say, it was an amazing experience. You know, like I said, the fans, the way they accepted me, you know, cheered for me. It was just unbelievable.
You know, what was unbelievable was watching him fill it up. I mean, and, you know, they are dangerous. I'm telling you, with this guy, you know, I don't even care. I literally think this guy and LeBron, I mean this seriously, that the two of them together can do whatever they want. In the playoffs, and Reeves just makes them even better. Yeah. But the two of them, just the two of them can beat anyone.
And I think the three for them is super important. If they can lock up this three seed, which I believe they only need to win one of their last two games in order to lock up the three sets them up in the playoffs to where they're going to play, you know, let's say they get out of the first round, which will be a tough matchup. You know, they have that would line them up with Houston, who I'm sure they think they can beat because they have all the experience and Houston's a young team and all that. And it avoids Oklahoma City till the West Finals. You know, that's what you want to do too. You want to avoid them until you have to. So that's why it's – and they'll get a win. They got a – one of their two games, I feel like,
is pretty manageable. In fact, I have all the schedules right in front of me. The Lakers finished.
Didn't they? Let me ask you. Didn't the Dubs fall out of the six last night?
I am going to give you that in a moment. They're actually hanging on the six, and I'll get there. Quickly, J.J. Redick expected more. I can't leave without this. I mean, 45 wasn't good enough for J.J.
He's known to rise to big moments, I suppose it's fair to say, but to be able to do it in on top of the emotional setting, is that kind of a different level?
Yeah, I mean, I thought he was going to get 50. You know, I was disappointed.
So he let you down?
Yeah, listen.
You want a 50.
This guy. I think it's easy to do a great job when you have talent like this. He's got two superstar, megastar players that fill it up every night. I mean, this guy, LeBron James, shows up every night to deal on people, and he's always done that, and he's still doing it. And then this guy, Luka, I mean, he is something else. Watching this guy play basketball, I think he could do it drunk and in his sleep.
Rose is going to have to work real hard to get a par here on 14. He hit that shot out of that left rough. I don't think he's even on the green yet, but he's right in front of it. He's going to have to get it close for a par.
Up and down.
He's going to have to get up and down here in order to make that work out for him. The Mavs did clinch a spot in the play-in tournament with that loss. All right, the Nuggets, of course, after chopping Michael Malone and the GM Booth the other day, were back in action last night. They beat the Kings 124-116. Let's get Joker's thoughts for the first time on all the big changes.
I mean, if you know, when someone wants to wake somebody up or change energy, that's probably what they do. You know, in my country, if someone gets fired, your word is probably you're the next. So I think it's definitely changed something, and they get the reaction of what they wanted, probably.
Nicole, how long is it going to take to get over the shock of Malone getting fired?
I mean, I think in this business you need to, just because playoffs are so, like, right there, and we have two important games, so I think it needs to be quick, like, really quick.
Yeah, get over it. Just get over it. They went out and won, so they're already over it. You know, listen, I heard, and I don't know if I said this yesterday, but, like, this guy has been cussing people out for 10 years, and that they literally, people wanted to beat his ass. Players wanted to beat his ass. Like, they'd had enough of him. And there were players, like, that were going to literally beat his ass. Like, and I'm not kidding. Like, this guy got under their skin, and they'd had enough of it. They don't care about the ring. And honestly, they don't listen to coaches. I know you think they do. They don't. These guys make so much money. They don't listen to anybody, their wife, nobody. They don't listen to God. They don't care who the coach is. And I'll guarantee you one thing. They're not going to take any shack from some coach. This isn't high school or college basketball with some coach screaming at them and yelling at them their whole life. When you're in high school, you get, like, you remember Bob Hurley screamed and yelled at his players, drove them nuts. Danny Hurley does the same thing at UConn. Bob Knight did the same thing. You cannot do that with pros that make hundreds of millions of dollars, or even a pro that makes 30 million. They don't listen. So what they want to do is beat your ass. And one of them would. I mean, these guys are enormous. And they'd had enough of Mike Malone.
They even had, did you see, I'm sure you saw, the Joker was like, he was putting the plays on the whiteboard last night.
He was coaching.
Joker was coaching there. Of course, Adelman is the interim head coach. I'll quickly let you hear from him for the first time when we come back as well. And then I'll get you through the rest of what happened in the West last night. And now everybody's got, basically, except for tonight, Memphis and Minnesota. After that, everyone will have two games left. And down the stretch we come for these spots in the Western Conference. Great shot by Rose. Let's go here for Justin Rose.
Up and down. Scott. Listen, I'm telling you that no one's going to listen to this kid. He's been on the staff. He was an assistant. They didn't listen to him then. They don't listen to him now. Joker is the new head coach of the Nuggets.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, here he is, Carver High, Rick Adelman's young son, the new coach of the Nuggets, who they don't listen to.
Young David is in charge. What does he hope to change? Let's find out.
But I do think it's on the room to start to rely on each other in a more positive way. And constructive criticism is good, but I think there's got to be a better way to communicate with our group. And that, I think, will lead to better play.
That's the other guy.
And it happens. It's a group of people. It's like being in a huge marriage. I mean, you're around each other so much. So this stuff happens. Pro sports keeps going. You can put all the shows on TV you want. It's going to move on to the next thing all the time. Right now, we are that thing or one of those things. But we're going to go play tonight. And there'll be a new narrative after this, win or lose. And you have to keep it moving. Professional sports is fluid. And it just keeps going. And it's tough, but as a kid that grew up in this, that's just the way it is. And we're going to do our best to salvage this thing and get it going.
I think he's right. But what I heard there is that Mike Malone was cussing everyone out every day, and everyone had had enough.
Correct.
Like, they'd had enough of Mike. So I guarantee you he's going to need to check himself before he gets his next job, which will be in 5 minutes. He cannot be the same guy that he was in Denver in his next job. Have you noticed all these other guys that have won championships, that went to new jobs, they all got fired? Budenholzer is about to get fired again. You know what it is, in my view, is that they recycle all these guys, but they don't change. They don't adapt. They don't change their spots. In other words, if he's going to go into a new gig and start cussing everyone out, that's the end of his coaching days in the NBA, because he'll be fired this time within 2 years. Like, people are just not going to tolerate the same guy cussing everyone out every day that his reputation is notorious for. And that's what that kid just said. Our room has to change, because what that did was it bred everyone else infighting. You got this guy cussing you out every day, screaming at you every day. And everybody else is like, you know what? I'm sick of you too. You know what I mean? Like, and you I don't like either. So, and then it just ruins everything. And he's right about a marriage, because you're unavoidable when you're around the same people every day for 7-8 months.
That's precisely what they are. Elsewhere in the West, Clippers beat the Rockets 134-117. James Harden on his way to 35 points, getting buckets. FanDuel Sportsnet.
This Houston team, you can understand why they're number two in the West. They are relentless. Harden, the runner, is good. 120-115. 32 for Harden this year with the Clippers. 9-1. Harden, 7 to shoot. The 3.
It's good! 35 for Harden!
I mean, I hit a lot of bets last night. I thought the Rockets would cover the 8.5, but they got smoked by this Clippers team. I'm telling you, I'm convinced they're a problem. because they got three guys that, and I'm not talking about a super team, like, you know, these three, the Nets and the Suns, these super teams that don't do anything. I'm talking about this team has three legit guys that pour it in every night. Now, the Bulls have three legit guys, almost four, that pour it in every night. I would add Vooch to that mix of Giddy Kitty, Buzelis, and White, right? Now they got four guys that are pouring it in. You got to deal with four different guys, three different guys every night pouring it in. I'm talking about pouring it in. I mean, look at the Clippers every night, what they put up. And people say, all they say is all I ever hear on TV. Kawhi Leonard is going to get injured. Kawhi Leonard cannot play in the playoffs. That's all I hear. Everyone that thinks they know everything, you're all a bunch of idiots. What I watch is a guy pouring it in every night. He looks fantastic. But everybody else says, oh, he's going to get injured. It's automatic. We talk about guys that are injured that are injured, not guys that are playing great that haven't been injured. Can we just get the guy to the finish line? Because if he's playing in the playoffs like he's playing now, you're going to lose to the Clippers.
Very possible. Very possible indeed. All right, we'll come back. All those teams in the West won last night. One of them lost. And I will tell you who that was.
Whoa.
And let you know how it happened. And now that puts them in a tough spot here over these last couple games. So we'll do that. I've even got a little Devin Booker for you, as he seems real happy.
Hey,
how the Sun season went. He looks like he had a real fun time this year playing for them. Rose did save that par on 14 as he heads to the par 515. Let's go.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Turning the corner and heading for home, Carver High, as we continue talking NBA rack. But I think, and I could be wrong, Rory may have splashed City. I think he, from the top of the hill at 11, I think he may have had a bad bounce, and it may have gone in the drink. I could be wrong.
I am looking to see if that is on that here. They haven't put the last shot by Rory up yet. Usually the app is pretty fast here. But he is wearing that beige shirt, so it might have been him that you saw. I'll have to see if they ever come back to it, what happened with Rory there on 11. While we wait for that, let me finish the NBA. One of the teams in the fight for those 3-6 spots in the West did lose last night. The Spurs beat the Warriors 114-111, tied at 111 in the final seconds. And one of the Warriors' old friends, Harrison Barnes, doing the honors on FanDuel Sportsnet.
Harrison Barnes, the former Warrior, fades for the win. Harrison Barnes does it in the Bay!
Are you serious? I mean, that was just an absolute game-winning dagger from the deep wing over by the bench. I mean, what a facial right in front of his own bench, and his teammates mobbed him and went wild. I just thought it was a fantastic shot.
Here is Steve Kerr. He says, hey, you know, what are we going to do? We got some work to do our last two games.
We're already in the playoffs, you know, and so this is what the playoffs feel like. You know, a lot of pressure, lot on the line, tough losses. And so the only thing you can do is you pick up your chin and off the floor, and you get back at it the next day. So we got a huge game in Portland, and we'll fly there tomorrow and get these guys ready and right back at it.
Just to
no sleep for the weary.
No sleep for them. And by the way, they finish with in Portland with the Blazers and then home for the Clippers. I just saw Rory. That was not him, I guess, with the water, because he just put it in for par on 11.
It?
So he missed the birdie. We will have to go back and see. I'm sure they will let us know who it is. Probably whoever's on this hole here playing with Rose on 15. With all that water up there in front of the green. So we'll see if we can figure out who that was that put it in the drink.
God it wasn't Rory.
It was not Rory, no. But he stays at 3-under through 11. Thunder beat the Suns 125-112. The Suns have lost 8 in a row. How about these rest of these numbers? They're eliminated now. 29 teams, there's only 30 in the NBA, are either in the playoffs, in the play-in tournament, or in the draft lottery. Phoenix is the only team that won't be included in any of them. That's because they have no picks for like the next 15 years. It's the first time since 2019-20 that KD and Devin Booker won't be in the playoffs. Here is Devin Booker talking about the end to a really awful Phoenix Suns season.
I mean, it's, you know, it's been a slow bleed out. You know, I've been feeling this way for majority of the season. I think the small glimpses of, you know, good stretches that we've played, you know, gave me hope and probably gave everybody else hope. So, you know, you never want it to be that you're squeezing in into the last spot of the play-in in the first place. So kind of expected at this point.
You know, let's get real. My man's driving into the games in a lowrider. He's sleeping with Kylie Jenner. Like, this guy doesn't have any problems. He's got tons of money. I watched him play the other night, have a 40-piece at the Garden, and he don't even care. Like, I mean, obviously, he's upset that they're not going to the postseason for the first time in forever for him. But it's not like I'm over here crying for this guy's life. Have you seen this guy who he's dating? I mean, they show him down at Cabo with this chick, and they're nude. They're like on the beach nude. He don't even care. Basketball, who cares? He's got it all, money, hot chicks. I think he'll be okay. I saw him the other night with that 40. He looked like, he's like, listen, no one can stop me. Who cares? Like, somebody's got to lose. I mean, it's one thing to lose. It's another thing to go home and your girlfriend's so hot that everyone is asleep. I mean, honestly, he's got the life of Riley. Have a sandwich.
Here is how the West now looks after those results last night. The Lakers will be in the top six no matter what. They need another win to make sure that they're in the three spot. Denver's now the four. Clippers now the five. They're both 48-32. Memphis is 47-32. Golden State's 47-33. Minnesota's 46-33. So obviously Memphis and Minnesota, they have the extra game to play tonight, which is actually against each other, which we'll get to in a moment. So that they will then all have two games left. Everyone plays Friday and Sunday.
How about the Lakers? What, are they going to play Memphis? You talk about easy work. They'll kill them.
Look, you know, Minnesota beats Memphis tonight, and suddenly I think Memphis falls to the eight. You know, I think that there's still so much that can happen over these last couple of games in terms of the jockeying of position.
Right.
You know, but that's, you know, three's where you want to be. I told you before. It sets up the six, Houston, and then no OKC to the West Final. So that's, I think, the primo spot out of where all these other teams are dealing with. That's for sure. All right, in the Eastern Conference.
I think the Rockets will actually beat them, and I think that it'll – I said this yesterday. I know that the Lakers are LeBron and Luka super dangerous. I actually do believe that the Rockets are better than them, and I think the Rockets and Thunder, in my opinion – now, I think the Hollywood script is Lakers-Thunder for the West – I think the better series, believe it or not, for my money, is those two young teams going end-to-end, up and down all day, every day. That will be the best seven-game series ever. Now, if it's the Lakers, I think they can, you know, they can obviously beat anybody. But, they're going to slow it down, in my view, and make it a half-court game. And I'd rather watch, frankly, I hate to say it, I think Luka's great, but I'd rather watch the Rockets and Thunder go up and down and just go off on each other. Seriously, is what I want to see in the Western Final.
As far as the East goes, Magic did beat the Celtics, who sat everybody last night by 20, 96-76. You sent me this clip from Tatum. Here he is saying that the Celtics are not defending their title this year. Nobody can take that title last year away from them.
And guys kind of itching to defend that title?
Defend the title? No, not defend it, you know. Can't nobody take away what we did last year. We the champs. For 2024, this is a new season, new year. Trying to go win another championship.
What's the difference?
You know, what's the difference?
You are the defending champs, moron. I mean, that's the bottom line. You're defending your title. You're going, like, my team just won back-to-back. Like, that's what it is. You win back-to-back, you win back-to-back. You're defending your title when you're the champs. There's no other way of describing it. He's trying to give me some kind of Duke philosophy here. What is happening? Like, there's no other way around it.
That's pretty much what he was trying to do there.
By the way, his shoes are made too big. I told you the 12s are fancy 12 and talk. A half. I can't take it anymore. His, you know, watch my heels slip in his shoes. His $220 shoes that are too big. They say 12. They should say 12 and a half, bro. They're too big. But they stretch them at the factory.
The Magic did clinch the 7th seed. The Bulls beat the Heat 119-111. Giddy had a triple-double, 28-16-11. He's in good shape. I will give you these when we come back, the seed possibilities over the final days and five games tonight, including one huge one in Memphis between the Timberwolves and the Grizzlies. Very big game tonight, which I believe is the second game of the TV doubleheader.
Do you think the T-Wolves will blow a 24-point lead in the fourth quarter tonight?
I certainly hope not. I hope they learned their lessons from the other day.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
So, Mike, I think what they were doing is they were just telling the story on the broadcast that it was Jack taking him out to lunch and telling Rory how to play the holes, every hole, every shot, of how he got around the golf course. He told him a story of how he once hit one in the drink on that hole that they showed Rory hitting it in the drink. Like, I think it was replay outage from last year when he was too aggressive. And he's like, I hit it in the drink once there in my career and never again. Never again the rest of my life did I hit a ball into that water. You have to learn your lessons on this golf course. And I think that's what they were showing. And that was the story that they were telling, of how he had overcooked it in years past and gone for it on shots that he shouldn't have. You gotta play it smart, almost the way Rose is. You've talked about how many times Justin Rose has led this thing after the first round, how many top fives, how many second place finishes. He's obviously got the course down pat, how to play the golf course, how to play the shots one after the next for 18 holes. That's how you win at Augusta, knowing the golf course like a lover and playing it as such and hitting all the perfect shots to be able to manipulate the course and not the other way around, it manipulating you and beating you.
And it takes time for a lot of these guys. You know, Justin Rose has been playing this course for for 20 years now. So he knows it all. Rory's been playing this course for a long time. And
this
even
is that
he's
putt
still
right
needed.
Now. A birdie putt right now, this 10-footer is for your glory, 80-1.
I hope he gets this. If he gets this, we'll be in
baloney slices.
We'll be in
right
really
now.
Good
stress.
Shape. Smile. I know you're a little ahead of me, so you're gonna know if this pours in.
I don't care. I'm gonna let you know right now what happens.
Yeah, let me know if he hits this. He's gonna look over.
It's about a little 12-footer. A little ginger.
You see, these are the putts you gotta make though to get to win this thing. You gotta make. You get opportunities like this. You gotta bury them. Let's go. Put them in there. Justin Rose with a birdie on 15. Getting it.
Oh, there's that par.
Oh, look at him just drive it in to get to 7 under now.
80-1.
Now that
is Mafia, get the tequila and my pills out.
During the break, I said to you, at this point, I think I'm going to be happy if he gets in at 6, and hopefully nobody comes and gets him.
It's
now,
a done deal.
I think 7 can get him home here. If we could just somehow get in the clubhouse at 7, we'll be in great shape. But he's got that tricky par 3, 16 coming up next, and he'll have to do some work there. All right, possible seeds. Quickly, look at this still. With only 3 days left, most teams with 2 games, the teams playing tonight have 3 games left. All the seeds, the ones and twos
Bingo.
In the East and West, are locked right now. But look at that Western Conference. We talk about it every day. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Tons of opportunities still of who can finish in those slots. The East, as you can see, there's still some jockeying. Knicks, Pacers, Bucks, Pistons as the 4-3 between 6. But and 8, 9, 10, Hawks, Bulls, and Heat. But that West is crazy between 3 and 8 with 3 days left.
It really is. And that's, you know, it's so confusing that that's why I send this stuff to you every day, because it changes by the minute. Every night when they finish these games, everything is chaotic. And I think it's so crucial. You've been talking about it perfectly. That 3, who's getting that 6? I mean, your play-in's bad enough. You don't want that. That's where the Warriors are now. Bottom line is they have to go to Portland and win that game. And I think they're better than the Blazers for certain, but it's at the Moda. Anything's possible with that Blazer team.
Look, you're going to be in a spot. There's going to be 2 really good teams in the West that have to play each other in the play-in tournament. I mean, there'll be two 47-plus win teams that are going to have to play in that first game, whether that's State, Minnesota, Memphis, Clippers, Nuggets. 2 of them are going to be in a real tough spot. All right, tonight, let's do it. As we mentioned, the Knicks still have to do a little work to wrap up the 3. They're in Detroit against the Pistons tonight. Pistons minus 3.5, 228.5 the total.
Yeah, I like the Knicks, actually. To me, and look, I think the Knicks are better than the Pistons. I mean, because they are. And then this is not one of those teams like the Cavs and Celtics that the Knicks can't beat. This is a team that the Knicks can beat. I think the Knicks will get it done here. And you're giving me 3.5 with the big Bodega and Brunson on the road in Detroit Rock City. Give me the Knicks.
The Cavs are in Indiana against the Pacers. We showed you that the Pacers still have some scenarios where they could move up a little bit. They are 9.5-point favorites tonight. Why? No Garland, no Mitchell, no Strus, no Mobley. Cleveland resting everybody tonight since they wrapped up the 1. So 9.5 and 233.5.
Well, I'll lay it. No one's playing. It's, I guess, a little different than having a couple guys out. The entire team's taking the night off. Like, what, are they going to dinner? I mean, Pacers to me at the Fieldhouse.
I mean, you're talking 4/5 of their starting lineup. You know, they're basically just giving the night off. So they're going to dinner and they're going to.
I'm a hawk. You know,
maybe,
sometimes you
and
I go out and we have shrimp cocktails and then we'll have bacon.
Well, that's the thing. They're in Indy, so they're going to go to that Elmo joint and get the shrimp cocktail there that everybody talks about.
The
get the
enormous.
Shrimp there. That's it. Hawks are in Brooklyn against the Nets. They are 13.5-point road favorites, 233.5.
Yeah, I'm going to take the 13.5. I don't think they can beat anyone by 14 points.
I don't think that they can either. Great shot by Rose on 16. If we roll this a little closer to the hole here, That's just where you want to be. He'll have a crack at it, and if he misses it, it should hopefully be a tap-in par. Great shot on the par 316 for him. Pelicans are in Milwaukee. Bucks laying 15.5, 220.5.
Jesus, these spreads. I mean, honest to God. I mean, what am I going to do over
here?
It's
not easy. Not easy.
Yeah. The way they play, like the other night, they came back from 24 down and won. And they, like, let's not forget, they were down 24. I'll take the Pelicans in the 15. I just don't buy the Bucks. Even though they were down 24, I hit the Bucks.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, so anyway, like they just showed the leaderboard, and it's wrong, right? They showed, you know, whatever. ESPN showed the leaderboard, had him at 6-14. He's at 7-15. They got to get their, you know, catch up. You know, you're a whole lot.
That's a real bad job by them. I just saw that too. You
just see that? They got it. They got the score wrong.
I saw it, and then I looked up and I saw they only had him through 14. You know,
he's going to the 16th hole, and he's 7-under, and they got the wrong scores. What they should do is some more interviews with celebrities on the golf course instead of watching the actual golf.
You can't do that at the Masters. This is not the Gasoline Open.
They butchered it.
This is not the Gasoline Valero in San Antonio.
The 84 Lumber Open.
You gotta get it right today. That's a tough job. That's a bad job by them in that. There you go. All right. Let's get to the final game this evening. And this is the game in the NBA that has the most consequence. And that is the Timberwolves on Beale Street in Memphis against the Grizzlies. T-Wolves -2.5 on the road here. 230.5 is the total.
I'm going to go Rogie Vachon here with my boy, Ja, Bane, and Jackson. With the stunner tonight. You see the number where it is? I say the game's that good. Buy a bucket. Give me that bucket, and then they win by a bucket. I'm going to go Rogie here. I'm going to go Rogue because I think, you know, most people think the T-Wolves are flat out better, but they actually have one less win. So, and I, you know, you've seen the Grizzlies stink for a while. Now all of a sudden they've been winning, right? They've been winning. They've got, you know, back to their winning ways ever since they got rid of Jenkins. Honestly, it's crazy. I'll take a shot with him tonight.
So there you go. That is your night in the NBA. And now I'll set you up for tomorrow. Everyone after tonight will have two games left in the season.
Ooh. Ooh.
Everybody plays Friday night. Everybody plays Saturday afternoon. There are no NBA games on Sunday afternoon. There are no games Saturday. Friday night, Sunday afternoon, end of regular season. That's how it all shakes out for the NBA here. So these teams tonight play
because I want to watch the Masters anyway.
That is perfect. That you'll get.
I don't care if there's no Saturday. NBA on Saturday. I'm watching golf all weekend. I'm watching golf all tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday. Christ, if they played Monday, I'd watch that too.
A Saturday at Augusta. The leaders coming down Magnolia Lane. Rory on the par 5, 13th, buries it right down the middle. Actually, no, he hit it in the rough, Rory, there on the par 5, 13th, to start some things off. I'm starting to think, do I take a small piece of Rory for first-round leader at 20-1 just in case, but... Or do we let this ride out? Do I take a small slice of Rory in case? I think he's the only guy on the course who could get him.
Why would you, honestly, you're at 81 to win and just finish the day and take your money?
Because it's just, you get to this point and you want to make sure there's guaranteed money.
So you think he's going to make up four shots in the next five holes?
He's got two par fives. He could eagle one of them. Rose could bogey one of the last two holes. You know, there's things that I've lost in worse ways.
Yeah, now you're talking to yourself. Yeah, go ahead.
I know. I'm probably. I'll just let it ride. We'll let it ride.
No, you'd miss a 5-footer right now talking to yourself.
I probably would. I'm overthinking because it's a big ticket. So that's why I'm trying to get it home here. I want to get this thing through the door.
It's a done deal.
NFL.
It's a done deal.
I know you're going to do – nothing's a done deal. I know you want to do – you're going to do NFL with Adam later. These visits, everybody takes 1,000 visits now during with the draft 2 weeks away. Shedeur Sanders is in Pittsburgh today meeting with the Steelers. Kyle McCord is going to visit them next week, of course. Syracuse quarterback.
Can I just
say, like one way or the other, the Steelers are taking a quarterback.
The only reason I said this was this was the first time I've sent you a story about a player visiting a team because they're so meaningless. I mean, what do they visit, have lunch, and look at the facilities? Every player in a draft does the same thing. They go to all these teams and have these visits. I don't believe that those are stories. Those are a waste of time. This is not is this journalism? It's some kind of reporting? And he's visiting with them tomorrow. Whatever. It's the dumbest story that doesn't matter in the history of sports, how draft picks are all going around visiting everyone. What a waste of time that is.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.